If you're not seated this evening in the meeting, if you're not a Christian, you've never had that experience in your life where you came to the Lord Jesus Christ, where you laid it all at Calvary and you asked Him to save you from your sin, this meeting is especially for you tonight. So if you're not a Christian tonight, you listen in, not so much to what I have to say. I have nothing really important to say. I'm just some young bloke from Coke, and not many people from Coke have much to say, I'll tell you that. But I have a God who has much to say in His Word tonight, for you tonight. So you listen in carefully to the Word of God tonight and see what the Lord would have to say to you. Turn with me, please, this evening to Luke chapter 5, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 5, and we'll begin our reading tonight at verse 12. Luke chapter 5, and beginning at verse 12. God's Word says, "And it came to pass, when he was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face, and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And he put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. And he charged him to tell no man, but go and shew thyself to the priest, and offer for thy cleansing, according as Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. But so much the more went there a fame abroad of him, and great multitudes came together to hear and to be healed by him of their infirmities." Amen. We do indeed trust that the Lord would bless the public reading of his word to your hearts this evening. Let's just come before the Lord as we come to his word this evening. Our God and Father, we thank and praise the Lord at the outset, Lord, of another gospel service, Lord, for the opportunity, Lord, to stand on the platform and greet once again, Lord, and to proclaim the precious message of the gospel. Lord, surely, Lord, the greatest love story ever told, Lord, of a God who loved his creation so much, Lord, a creation, Lord, destined for hell on their way to a lost eternity, Lord, and yet you loved them so much that you came down from the glory and splendor of heaven, Lord, in to the form of a man, the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, and you had one time, Lord, for all go to that cross of Calvary, Lord, and you'd lead and die there for the sins of the whole world, Lord. We thank and praise the Lord for this message that we have to proclaim tonight. We thank and praise the Lord that it's a message for the whosoever will. We can invite anybody in tonight under the sound of the gospel, Lord, and we know from thy word, Lord, that you can save them this evening, Lord. We pray, Lord, tonight that you'll put a hedge of protection around this place this evening. Pray, Lord, that you would give the Holy Spirit free reign tonight, Lord, to convict men and women of their sin. Lord, we pray, Lord, a little later on, Lord, even as we leave, that we would be rejoicing and saying that surely salvation and blessing has come to this place tonight. So be with us now, Lord, bless the reading of your word, and be with us just now, we pray, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. We've read there this evening, Luke chapter 5, and I want to think this evening on the subject titled "The Savior in the City." The Savior in the City. This is a passage of scripture I'm sure you're familiar with tonight. You perhaps heard it before, maybe as a youngster, maybe at Sunday school or a Good News Club or children's meetings. And it's a very familiar story that we read here tonight. But a passage tonight, I trust, clearly depicts the gospel message. A message tonight, a passage in God's Word tonight that clearly shows you, sinner outside of Christ, your need of a Savior. Friend, tonight I don't know what you're holding on to tonight. I don't know what's important to you in life. I don't know what you're living for this evening. What gets you out of bed in the morning? Maybe it's money. Maybe it's the pay packet at the end of the month. Maybe it's popularity. Maybe it's the status you have in the community or at work. Maybe it's the desire to leave behind an unforgettable legacy to be remembered. Friends, tonight there's not one of those things that is important. There's not one of those things that matters when it comes to the great eternity, when it comes to where you will be when life ends, when you enter into the great eternity. Tonight I want to point you to one tonight, say the only one tonight who can save your hellbound soul this evening, and it's not a priest. It's not a pastor, it's not the Baptist denomination, it's Jesus Christ and it's Him alone. He's the only one that's saved. So as we look down this passage together, this well-known passage tonight, as we close our service this evening, I'd like you to see with me three points that point us clearly to the Lord Jesus Christ as the only Saviour for you tonight. We're thinking of the Saviour in the city. We're here in Luke chapter 5. First of all, I want you to see with me tonight the sinner's problem. The sinner's problem. We read there in verse 12, it says, "And it came to pass when he was in a certain city." The Lord Jesus Christ, first of all, I want you to see here, he was entering the city. That's why I've entitled the message tonight, "The Savior in the City." He was there and he was ready to heal anybody who would come unto him. Surely we could personalize this message for ourselves this evening. Surely we could call it "The Savior at Grange." Because, friend, in the meeting tonight, outside of Christ, the Holy Spirit is here. He's present in this place tonight, and he's ready and he is willing to save all who will come unto him. The Holy Spirit's in this place tonight. I wonder, will you call upon him today? Will you call upon his name? Verse 12 goes on and it says, "Behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." We see there very clearly tonight, friends, the sinner's problem. This man, he had leprosy. An awful disease, a disease that separated him from society, a disease that cast him to the wayside, a disease that made him imperfect in the eyes of the people, a disease that made him an outcast. Perhaps he had had this disease for years, I don't know, the scripture doesn't define it. But at any time he walked up the street, he'd be used to it. Now, any time a leper in biblical times walked up the street, they had to ring a bell. Because they had to warn other people that there was a leper and that they had to stay clear. They had to steer clear of this man. They would have had to walk down the town ringing that bell, shouting, "Unclean! Unclean!" to alarm everyone of his presence. He was unclean. He was separated. He was an outcast. Friend in the meeting tonight, outside of Christ, could I suggest to you that that's just like you this evening. That's just like you in the eyes of God. You and I tonight, we have a disease tonight. And it's not a visible disease. It's not a physical disease, it's a spiritual disease. And of course, it's sin. Those things that we do wrong against a holy, thrice God. We spoke to the boys and girls this morning and we told them that sin, it'll land them in an eternity in hell. You and I, we can't get into heaven with that sin because our names are not written, as we said to the boys and girls, our names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life because that sin that makes us imperfect. And so you and I can't enter heaven with our sin. See, that sin that's within you tonight, friend, it doesn't separate you from society like this leper, but it separates you from God. You see, you and I, tonight, friends, human beings, we were meant to have a relationship with our Creator. And yet that sin in your life, it separates you from God. I read something a while back that was posted on Instagram by somebody, and I took a screenshot of it, and I want to share it with you tonight, because I thought it was very good. So listen carefully to what this says. It says, "When God wanted to create fish, he spoke to the sea. When God wanted to create trees, he spoke to the earth. But when God wanted to create man, he turned to himself. He said, let us make man in our own image." Note this. If you take a fish out of the water, it dies. If you remove a tree from the ground and soil, it dies. Likewise, you and I, who are in sin, who are outside of God, we are dead. We're spiritually dead. If you're outside of Christ tonight, if you don't have a personal relationship with him, you're spiritually dead this evening. You see, God is our natural environment. He's where we ought to be. He is where life exists. You see, tonight, friend, in your sin, that separates you from God. And so you're spiritually dead. Without God, you're nothing. You're damned to hell for all eternity. You'll notice in verse 12, It shows the severity of this disease. It doesn't just say this man had leprosy, it says he was full of leprosy. Full of leprosy. Surely, friends, tonight we look around the world this evening and we see the chaos and we see the turmoil, we see the wars and the fighting and the confusion, the slaughter of unborn children. Such an ungodly society. Tonight, friends, we're full of sin. And that sin tonight, if you're outside of Christ, it damns you to hell. You see, sin cannot enter heaven, and so you see your problem this evening. The sinner's problem. Friends, tonight in Grange, outside of Christ, you stand before God this evening, and you stand before Him as a sinner. A sinner unfit for heaven, guilty in the sight of God. Romans 3:23, we all know what it says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned. It's not one in this church tonight, not one in this small village tonight, not one in this world tonight who is good enough for heaven. We've all sinned. We all miss the mark. And God can never allow sin into heaven. You see, friend, tonight, God has no fellowship with darkness. God resides in the light, and so it leaves you tonight on your way to a lost eternity. Without God, without hope, without your money, without your popularity, without your legacy, nothing. Just eternal punishment and damnation. There was a pastor once who had been called to the deathbed of a very wealthy man. You might have heard this story before. But there was a wealthy man in the community, and this pastor was called to the house. And this man, he had many houses, he had many acres of land. He had more money than he knew what to do with. And it was coming to the end for him. He was on his deathbed, and the pastor came into the room, and he went over to the man, and he reached out his hand. He wanted to pray with him. But the man kept his hands in a fist. He said, "Get away, I don't want to speak to you. I don't want nothing to do with you." He kept his hands clasped in fists. He refused to hold the hand of the pastor. He refused to let him speak. He refused to let him pray with him. And so eventually, the pastor gave up and he left. Later that evening, that man passed away. And as the family came into that room and they saw their relative on that deathbed, they noticed that the two hands were still clasped in fists. And one of them noticed something glimmering out of one of the hands. So they went over and they opened the fingers. And what was in the hand of the man? It was a key. A key to one of the safes in the house. Here was a man on the brink of eternity. A man about to be launched out into God's great eternity. And what did he care about? His money. His money, his land, his riches, his possessions. That's all he cared about. But folks, tonight when he was launched out into eternity, where was the money? It was still here. He left it behind. Money has no value in eternity. Don't live your life for money tonight. Folks, tonight you could have all the money in the world, you could have all the riches you want, all the pleasures this world has to offer. But in the end, you'll leave it all behind. Tell me this, are you really willing tonight to risk your soul going to an eternity in hell for just a season's pleasure in this old world? Folks, tonight, all the money in the world couldn't buy one soul. That's how precious your soul is tonight. Don't gamble your soul tonight. Come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Call upon His name while He is near. Give your life to Him tonight. I'm sure this man, the leper in Luke 5 here, he had been to many people for help. He'd been to many doctors, I'm sure, who claimed to be able to help him, and he maybe tried himself to get healed from this disease, but nothing worked. Maybe that's you tonight. Maybe you're running around tonight in this world. You're looking for satisfaction here and there. You're looking for satisfaction in entertainment, in fame, and the thrills. Folks, tonight there's nothing that can fill that void. Only the Lord Jesus Christ. Only He alone satisfies the soul. If you want satisfaction tonight, friend, if you want meaning tonight, if you want a reason to live, you must come to the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only one who can give you true meaning. He'll give you satisfaction. He'll give you meaning. He'll give you new life, abundant life, eternal life. If you'll only come to Him, will you come to Him tonight? How many times have you gathered in this place at a gospel service? How many times have you been invited to accept the Lord Jesus Christ and yet you reject Him? Every time. What's it going to be tonight? I wonder, is this the night when you'll finally stop rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll finally accept Him and make Him your Savior? Or I wonder tonight, will you continue to reject Him? Will you continue to throw His love back in His face? I wonder, is this it for you tonight? I wonder, could it be tonight, friend, that it's the last time they'll knock on your heart's door? What are you going to do? Jesus Christ knocks on your heart's door tonight, friend. What are you going to do? Are you going to accept Him? Are you going to reject Him? Are you going to squander another opportunity to have salvation in Him? I wonder, can you picture it tonight? You thought of it this morning. Of the Lord Jesus Christ as He made His way up Calvary. As He lays down willingly on that cross of Calvary for you. As He stretches out those hands freely, willingly. And those Roman soldiers, they hammer those nails into His hands and His feet. I wonder, can you picture it tonight as they suspend that cross into the sky for all to see? The Son of God, the one who John the Baptist cried out, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." And here He is, nailed to a cross. Why? For you and for me. You see, the precious Lamb of God, bleeding and dying, so that you might be saved. Will you not come to Him tonight? Do you not see the great love that He has for you? Folks, tonight you see the sinner's problem. You've sinned in your life tonight. Sin that will damn you to an eternity in hell unless you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder, are you going to trust Him tonight? I wonder, will you finally get that problem of your sin solved tonight? The sinner's problem. Secondly, move on with me. I want you to see, secondly, the sinner's plea. The sinner's plea, we read on down in verse 12, it says, "And it came to pass when he was in a certain city, behold a man full of leprosy." There's the sinner's problem, but read on down, it says, "Who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." We see the sinner's plea. This man knew he had this problem, and he was sick and tired of it. And he needed healing, and he knew exactly where to get it. Jesus Christ. We thought this morning, surely the fame of the Lord Jesus Christ had travelled through the towns and the villages, and this man knew about this man, Jesus Christ. This man who was going around and he was healing the maimed, he was healing the lame and the sick. He knew his ticket was the Lord Jesus Christ. He knew exactly where to go. No one else. And you know, folks, tonight, that's like you're a problem of sin this evening. There's only one person you can go to get it sorted out, and it's Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who can save you from sin, no one else. What do the children sing in the children's meeting? No other way, no other way, no other way to go. One way, God said, to get to heaven. Who? Jesus is the only way. This man knew exactly where to go. He went to the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you from God's word tonight, if you're ever to be saved, if you're ever to find yourself in heaven, you must come to the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you come to him tonight? Will you say the sinner's prayer this evening? Will you finally bring it all to the feet of Calvary? Will you leave all else behind? Will you repent of that sin? Will you trust in Christ? Will you make him your choice tonight? Make him your Lord and Savior. Notice first that this man knew exactly who to go to. He says, Lord. No doubt they had heard of this man, Jesus, as we have already said, going about the towns and doing these miracles. This man knew Jesus Christ was the only way. He believed in his autonomy, but secondly, he believed in his ability. He believed in his ability. He goes on and he says, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. He knew. He knew with all his heart that this man, Jesus, he could heal him from this disease. He knew it. He said, Lord, I know about you. I've heard the stories about you. I've heard what you've done for others. I know that if you're willing, you can heal me from this leprosy. You can make me clean. He believed in the Lord's ability. I wonder tonight, do you believe in the Lord's ability? Friend and grace this evening, trust me tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ is willing and he's able to save. Turn with me to 2 Peter chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 9. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. It says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. Listen to this, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He's not willing tonight that any should perish. And that includes you this evening. What does the hymn say? Whosoever will, send the proclamation over vale and hill. Tis the loving Father calls the wanderer home. Says it again, whosoever will may come. And that includes you this evening. Folks, Jesus Christ died for all. Don't let anyone ever tell you any different. When he was on the cross, you were on his mind. He came to save you tonight. I wonder will you accept him this evening. How many times have you sat here, as I've already said? Folks, he'll only call you so many times. Don't miss your opportunity tonight. Friends, tonight, if this man had never took action, if he had never came to Christ, if he had looked at that great crowd that day, no doubt there was a great crowd wanting to catch a glimpse of the miracle maker. If this man had looked at the crowd and thought, okay, he wouldn't want anything to do with me, an old leper. Sure, everybody else runs away from me, everybody else tries to avoid me. The Lord Jesus Christ, he wouldn't want nothing to do with an old leper like me. If he had thought that way, friends, tonight, he would never have been healed. He would have remained in this disease. Folks, tonight, if you don't come to the Lord Jesus Christ this evening, your sin will not be forgiven. And if you were to die tonight, you'd open your eyes in hell. Will you take action tonight? 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 2 says, behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. You see the urgency. It's now. I wonder, will it be tonight that you finally come to him? I wonder, will you accept his so great, so free salvation? You know, friends, tonight you've already been prayed for this evening. In the prayer meeting room behind you, we've been praying for you tonight. Many perhaps in here tonight, they've been praying for you for years. I wonder, will you make tonight the red letter day in your experience? Will you come to the foot of the cross? Tell me tonight, what's more important to you? Being popular? Being popular with the mates at work? Having plenty of money? Having a fortune? Leaving behind a legacy? Or your soul? What are you going to choose tonight? This word tonight, friends, more so than ever. It's absolutely obsessed and taken up with money and riches and fame. It's all about followers. It's all about dollar signs. We present these billionaires as role models for our young people nowadays. That's all the world counts nowadays. It's wealth, power, fame. That's the most important thing today. What does God say tonight? He says, in comparison to your soul tonight, all the riches of the world, they're worth nothing. Worth nothing. What shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world, lose his own soul? Folks, tonight has already been said, there's nothing, absolutely nothing more valuable than your soul. Don't gamble at the sea. Where are you going to find yourself when you enter the great eternity? Maybe you say to me, oh, I'm good enough, I'll be just fine. I'll be alright. Maybe you say, look, I pay into the church. I put as much money on the plate as I can. I pray daily. I try to get a good prayer schedule going. I read scripture when I can. I do the good deed. Give to charity. I'm fine. I'll be alright. Maybe you think you don't need Christ this evening. How foolish to think that. There was once a preacher who went to a jail to preach to some of the convicts there to share the gospel with them. And he walked up to the gate of the prison and it looked a bit rough, it looked a bit run down. And he thought, what have I got myself into? Not the type of place you'd want to be. But anyway, he walked down the corridor into the hall, and as he walked down that corridor, there was eyes staring at him through the jail bars. The prisoners were watching him go down the corridor. Murderers, thieves, drug dealers, you name it, the lot. And the shivers went down his spine, and he felt like he wanted to turn around, he wanted to run, he wanted to leave. But nevertheless, he went into the hall, and in came the convicts, and they all sat down, and he preached to them for a while, and he shared the gospel with them. And after he was finished, he wished them all well, and he made his way out of the hall, ready to go home. And in the doorway of the hall, an officer stood, and as the preacher passed him to leave, the police officer, he said, I hope some of those convicts are impressed. Such a sermon as that ought to do them good. The preacher smiled and replied to the officer, did it do you good? The officer said back to him, you are preaching to convicts. You are preaching to prisoners. People who have broke the law. The preacher shook his head and he said, I preach Christ. And you need him as much as they do. Here was a man here, he thought he was fine. Surrounded by prisoners every day, that's where he worked. Surely he was looking at them thinking, oh, I'm not as bad as them. I'll be fine. Folks, tonight there's none righteous. No, not one. Each and every single person in this church building tonight, they need the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you going to come to him this evening? Where will you spend eternity? If you were to be launched out into God's great eternity tonight, where would it be? Would it be in the great glory with the Lord Jesus Christ? With the one who died for you on Calvary? With the one who shed his precious blood for you? The one who calls you to himself tonight? Or I wonder, will you find yourself in hell? Still in your sin. Still lost. No hope. Eternal torment forever. What will it be tonight? Will you say the sinner's prayer tonight? Will you be saved this evening? Like this man tonight, this leper, he came to the Lord Jesus Christ. He asked him to heal him. I wonder, will you be like the leper tonight? Will you come to the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ? Will you ask him to save you tonight? I trust you'll see the glorious light of the Lord Jesus Christ. Be saved by his precious blood this evening. The sinner's plea. Thirdly and finally, we're almost done. See with me, the sinner's purging. The sinner's purging. We've seen this evening, the sinner's problem. The sinner's plea, but finally, quickly, the sinner's purging. This is where we want you to get to tonight. To the foot of the cross. To Calvary. If you're outside of Christ, this is where we want you to get. I wonder will you come to him tonight. Verse 13 says, and he put forth his hand, that's Christ, and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately the leprosy departed from him. You see, tonight, folks, the Lord was willing. He was willing, and he was ready to see it. He says, I will. I will. Folks, tonight, in the authority of God's word, tonight in Grange Baptist, if you were to come to the Lord Jesus Christ sincerely tonight, if you were to ask him to save you from your sin on the authority of God's word tonight, he says he will. He'll save your soul tonight. Will you come to him this evening? What are you holding on to for eternity? Tell me this, if you were to die tonight, if you were to be launched out into eternity this evening, where would you be? Where are you going to open your eyes? Heaven or hell? There's no sitting on the fence. There's no purgatory. It's heaven or hell. You're either in Christ or you're out of Christ. What's it for you tonight? Will you not call upon his name tonight? Your sin will be washed away. You'll be made ready for heaven right in the eyes of God. Right where you are tonight, if you'll only put your faith and trust in him. Friend, come to him this evening. Let Jesus Christ in. Turn away from your sin. Become a new creature in him this evening. He can make you fit and ready for heaven if you'll only call upon his name. I wonder, will you come and save in faith to Christ tonight? You'll notice there in verse 13 it says that word immediately. Immediately. From the very second, from the very moment that this that man was touched by the Lord Jesus Christ, he was healed. He was clean. This man who had borne this disease for years, he was healed immediately as soon as the Lord Jesus Christ touched him. And folks, tonight, if you are to come to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, if you are to ask him for salvation, if you are to ask him to cleanse you tonight, it will be instantaneous. It will be immediate. There's no waiting period for salvation. On the authority of God's word tonight, if you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, if you put your faith and trust in him in this building tonight, you'll be saved. You'll be cleansed. You'll be redeemed. You'll be made ready for heaven, for home. What a blessing that will be the same. What power our Savior has. What power there is in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We sing there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah, this evening, if you were to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, there's still power in the blood to save you too. Will you come to him tonight? Will you make it a point tonight to come to Christ for salvation, to call upon his name before it's eternally too late? Folks, tonight Christ is calling on you to trust him. What are you going to do tonight? He'll not always call. You're in the day of grace right now, but could this be the last time he calls your soul tonight? Could this be the last time he knocks at your heart's door? What a shame. What a tragedy it would be tonight for some poor soul to reject their last opportunity. Come to him tonight. Don't squander the opportunity tonight. Don't miss it. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Don't miss the opportunity. The hymn writer, Dr. Isaac Watts, once said this. He said, "I rest my Lord, I can lie down with comfort tonight, not being anxious whether I wake in this world or another." There's a man there who put his faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has 100% assurance of where he will be in eternity. He knows that he is on his way to heaven. Friends, tonight, can you genuinely put your head on the pillow tonight, knowing that if you were never to wake in this world again, that you'd be in heaven? Not because of anything that you've done. There's not one of us in this meeting tonight who are going to heaven because of what we have done. It's because of what Christ has done on the cross. The finished work of Calvary. Can you guarantee heaven in your mind tonight? Or would it be tonight that you would awake in the flames and the torment of a godless hell? Folks, tonight you've seen the gospel message very clearly in this passage this evening. You've seen the sin problem we have. You've seen the plea you must come to in coming to the Lord Jesus Christ and putting your faith and trust in him. I wonder, will you book your place in heaven tonight? Will you be able to put your head on the pillow this evening when you get home? Will you be able to sleep well knowing that your soul is heaven bound? Or I wonder, will you risk it again? Will you reject him once again? Friends, come to Christ tonight. He's the only one able to save. Avail of his so great, so free salvation. Be made ready for heaven this evening. You know that's all it takes. Faith. I wonder, will you put your faith in Christ tonight? There's nothing more important. There's no one else who can save you tonight. They said it already. The church can't save you. The pastor can't save you. The priest can't save you. Folks, they're as much a sinner as you are. It's Jesus Christ alone. And Christ alone, only faith in him can save you tonight. You all know the verse, Ephesians 2, verse 8, "For by grace are you saved through faith." And what does the next part say? "And not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast." It's only of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's only faith in him tonight that is able to save. It's only cleansing in his precious blood that can make you ready for heaven. We sang tonight, "There is a fountain filled with blood." Will you come to that fountain tonight? Will you come and be washed and cleansed with his precious blood? Will you put your trust in him? Will you call upon his name tonight? We've seen the sinner's problem. That sin in our lives that separates us from God, damns us to hell for all eternity. We've seen the sinner's plea, how faith in Christ alone is the only way to heaven. He's your only way of salvation tonight. Finally, tonight we've seen the sinner's prayer. That's where we want you to get tonight. I wonder, will there be a purging of sins in this place tonight? Will there be a great cleansing of grains this evening? I wonder, will you be among that number tonight? Will you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Will you come to him this evening? Will you turn away from your sin? Be seated, made ready for him. I trust you'll reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. I'm finished tonight, my time's gone. But if you want to speak to me tonight, I'll just be at the door on your way out. If you want to talk more about these things and have a conversation about it, we can. If you know someone here, maybe perhaps better than me, speak to them. But friend, tonight I plead with you this evening. Don't walk out those doors tonight without Jesus Christ. Don't walk out the doors rejecting him once again. Because you could be rejecting him for the final time. You could be booking your place in hell. Don't gamble your soul tonight. have a couple of booklets in my pocket as well. They're entitled, Where Will You Spend Eternity? If you don't want to speak to anybody and you're not comfortable with that, just ask me for a booklet. I'll not make you talk to me, I'll just give you it. You take it home, you read it. It'll just outline the gospel message once again. But friends, tonight you don't need any of that. You just need the Lord Jesus Christ. You put your faith and trust in Him right where you are tonight. I'll finish with another little story before I close in prayer. There was once a soldier in a hospital ward during the war, and the bombs were going off in the background and the enemy was advancing, but this soldier was well and truly ready to die. He was on his deathbed and he was slowly drifting into eternity. And as he lay there in that cold and dark and deathly room, he cried out the words, I'm here! I'm here! And the nurses and the other soldiers in the other room, they got a bit worried and they thought what was wrong, so they ran in to the soldier and he cried again, I'm here! I'm here! They all looked puzzled, one at another, and one of the nurses went over to the soldier and patted him on the shoulder and said, what's wrong? What's wrong? The soldier looked up at her from his deathbed and he said, they're calling the roll up in heaven, and I'm answering to my name. And once more, before he passed away, before he went right into eternity, he whispered through those cold, dying lips once more, I'm here. I'm here. Friend, tonight in Grange Baptist, outside of Christ, if you were to die tonight, where would you find yourself saying, I'm here? Would it be in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who's ready and willing to be your Savior tonight? Or I wonder, would you open your eyes in horror in the flames of hell, saying, I'm here. The opportunity is here tonight. The Lord Jesus Christ opens his loving arms onto you. Friend, tonight come to him to see. Put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Be wondrously and gloriously saved this evening. And know 100% that you're on your way to hell. Don't miss the opportunity tonight.